Show.
The Morning Show.
With Declan Meehan.
East Coast FM.
East Coast FM on The Morning Show. The Dementia Understand Together campaign is led by the HSE, working in partnership with the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, ASI, Age Friendly Ireland, the Dementia Services Information and Development Centre, Age and Opportunity, and Healthy Ireland. Joining us now is Orla Finn from Wicklow Dementia Supports. You're very welcome, Orla. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Declan, and thank you very much for inviting me in this morning.
How did you get involved in this in the first place?
So I got involved with Wicklow Dementia because I suppose my grandmother, really, she had dementia, and we lived with my grandmother years ago. So I would have seen the journey that she went on from when she was diagnosed with dementia and then just how that progressed over the next couple of years and the effect that it had on her. And I suppose it brought home to me at the time, you know, that there are currently about 64,000 people living with dementia in Ireland, and that this number is predicted to double by 2046. We do have an ageing population, and that is more than likely, you know, going to be reflected in the numbers that have dementia over the coming years.
And there's probably no supports back there in your grandmother's time. So you came to it, saw the need, and have put that into action.
Exactly. So I would have had an understanding about, I feel, about what people were going through, family members and carers, when they were, you know, supporting somebody with dementia. And because of that, then I came across Wicklow Dementia Support. I just loved what they were doing and the different programs that they run. And so when the opportunity arose to get involved, both on the board, I am actually a board member of Wicklow Dementia Support, and also then as a program coordinator for Musical Memories, I took that opportunity and I was delighted to be able to get involved and to do what I can, you know, to provide support to our clients who have dementia and also to their family, friends and carers.
Right, that sounds fascinating. Musical Memories, good name for a programme, but tell us how it works.
So Musical Memories runs every Friday morning in St. Patrick's Hall in Greystones, St. Patrick's Church in Greystones, and we start at 11:30 in the morning with tea and coffee, and we all have a chat, and then we start singing at 11:45. And we sing for an hour. And it's not just about singing. You know, we have people who might wish to stand up and maybe say a poem. We have some people who like to sing on their own. But we are very lucky in that we have musicians, different musicians who come in and sing with us and play music on a Friday morning. We have music books. So, you know, we all think, Declan, you know, that we remember all these songs and we know the words, and then you start to sing them and you realise, oh my God, I only know the chorus. So we sing a lot of the older songs, ones you may well be familiar with yourself. It's A Long Way to Tipperary, The Mountains of Mourne, you know, anything like that. And if people have special requests, we'll print off the words for those songs and we sing them. But yeah, it's lovely. It's very fun, very interactive. We don't put up any signs, and I think this is an important thing to state, you know, we don't put up any signs anywhere to say that this group is you know, part of Wicklow Dementia Support. We don't have any sheets of paper around the place, you know, mentioning Wicklow Dementia Support either. It's very much just come in, and if you wish to take part and have a chat and sing, that's great. And if not, you know, you can sit there and listen and just kind of absorb the atmosphere.
And from observation, I mean, how therapeutic is it? How beneficial is it?
Oh, I think it's just so lovely. You know, somebody once told me that the songs and the music that you learn and you listen to when you're around 14 or 15, you know, 8 years of age, stays with you forever. And so for a lot of people, those, you know, people who are maybe now, and it's not restricted obviously to this age group, but people who are, you know, maybe in their 70s, 80s, 90s, they'll remember those songs, such as It's a Long Way to Tipperary. And so, you know, it brings those memories back to them of them singing that song themselves. And, you know, we would have people, clients who come into us on a Friday morning, and they may never actually speak to us, you know, from the time they arrive until they leave, but they will sing. And it's just fabulous. Very recently, we had a gentleman join us, and his, you know, everybody is asked if they'd like to sing something. They don't have to. And he actually said that he would like to sing a song, and he wanted to sing Danny Boy. And you know yourself, that's quite, it's a very emotional song. And he started singing, and his son and daughter were with him, and they had never heard him sing, and they never knew that he could sing or that he liked that song. And it doesn't often happen, you know, at Musical Memories. It's a very cheerful place to be. But, you know, they got very emotional, and we all actually got quite emotional, and you could see the tears in their eyes. And they said afterwards, we didn't know that Dad loved that song so much. And every week when he came back to Musical Memories, he would ask to sing that song. So, you know, it's just fabulous. Yeah, it's great.
And it's becoming a date as such for people now, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, we really like when people come back every week, because people do start to recognise each other, and you know, they form relationships and they form friendships, and people start to chat. So it's great when people do come back every week. Now, we don't put people under any pressure. You know, people do sign up with us, and obviously they have to fill out an application form. But if people can make it on a Friday, that's great. But, you know, they don't need to ring and tell us. So we're very easy going about that. Yeah,
it's right. Great. And can everybody sing, or is it the taking part?
It's the taking part, absolutely. And you'll be surprised how well you can sing when you have the words to the song in front of you, Declan. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're open to new members as well,
absolutely,
are you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're very lucky. St. Patrick's Church Hall has got a lot of space. So unlike maybe some other groups, you know what I mean, that might be more restricted from a space point of view, we're not. So we're absolutely open to new members, and we would be delighted if people were to join us on a Friday morning. And they can contact me myself at my own telephone number, which I'm happy to give out if you'd like. It's 086 730 2639, or they can email myself at orla@wicklowdementiasupport.org, and I'd be happy to talk people through what's involved in coming on a Friday morning. So we would be thrilled.
What other work do you do and the Wicklow Supports do?
So Wicklow Dementia Support provide a number of other services, and that would include the ALS Pals befriending service that we run, where our clients with dementia get support, which is provided by a friend, somebody who contacts us and said that maybe they have 2 hours a week and they are happy to go and meet with our client with dementia and have a chat with them, maybe take them for a coffee and even bring them to something like Musical Memories. It just depends. Obviously people are assessed, and the ALS Pals would all be Garda vetted and go through some training. So we have an ALS Pal befriending service. We run memory clinics in Bray, Carnew and Wicklow, and that is really for people or clients who have been diagnosed or at the early stages of dementia. So they come together, and we, that's a very interactive program. We're looking at the newspapers, we're having a chat about current affairs, and playing some games and basically communicating with each other. So that's our memory clinics. And then the final thing we do is a carer support group. So that's for carers or friends of people who have dementia.
And for anybody listening today who thinks, well, I'd like to get involved in that campaign and help out if I could, what's the best thing they can do?
They can contact myself at orla@wicklowdementiasupport.org, and we'd be absolutely delighted to get some more volunteers. And actually, I should mention, even in relation to Musical Memories, we couldn't do what we do without our volunteers and without the musicians and the singers who come in with us every week, because, you know, we do have to have a certain number of volunteers with us. So we're always very grateful to everybody who does volunteer. And to finish up, Declan, I'd like to read a little quote that has been sent in to us from one of our clients who attends Musical Memories, and their family. They said, "My friend gets so much pleasure from Musical Memories. She smiles, claps, taps her feet and sings every word of every song in perfect time. Musical Memories is a wonderful group, very welcoming and friendly. And attending the Musical Memory sessions is definitely in my friend's best interests."
Orla Finn, thank you very much indeed for coming into us from Wicklow Dementia Support. Thank you
very much, Declan. Thank you.
And just to remind you, Understand Together website is understandtogether.ie, and it provides information and free training. Advice and support is available by calling the National Helpline provided by the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland on free phone 1800 341 341.